Remember that girl, Rose? I told you that if you operate on her and she survives, she'll repent and become a better person.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you talked to her father?
Yeah, and you were right. Our father said the girl's repented and become a brand new person. But what's that got to do with Grandpa?
It does, Doctor. It does. That girl had to be brought back and repent and have a better afterlife. But you see, Grandpa must not return again so that he can have a good afterlife.
Elias, I don't understand you. I swear I don't understand.
You were right about him, Doctor. Until today, Grandpa has been a symbol of honesty and devotion and love for God. If he dies now, he will go to heaven. No doubt, no question. But if he does survive, he will change completely. He will ruin an entire lifetime of prayers and devotion and good work. I know this will happen because God knows. Because God loves Grandpa so much. He wants to protect him. Do you understand, Doctor?
Very well, very well. If that's the case, why did God let that old man come to my hospital in the first place? Why didn't he have another doctor operate on him and let him die there? Can you explain that to me? This makes no sense, Elias.
Because it's not just about the old man. It's not only about him living or dying. The important thing here is you, Doctor. You are the real deal. Yeah. Yes, I accept it. I accept that this premonition is not like any of the other premonitions. I accept that this is a test, a very difficult test, and it will rock you to the core, Doctor.
But I can do it. I can't do it, Elias.
I understand. This is a heavy burden to carry. This is a very hard test.
But I just can't kill someone, Elias. I just can't.
You're not killing someone. You're just not saving him, that's all.
Why shouldn't I operate on him?
You have been chosen, Doctor.
You weren't the person that you are now, Doctor. You weren't the chosen one back then.
I'm sure I'm the only one who can save Grandpa.
All doctors have been chosen by God to save some people and send others to the other world. If I am meant to stay...
If he dies now, he will go to heaven, without a doubt, without a question.
Someone who so many people love and adore?
This premonition isn't like the other premonitions.
They love him very, very much.
This is a test, a difficult one, to test your faith.
Withdraw this amount and quickly, please. I'm in a hurry.
Can I see an ID card, please?
Yes. Here you are.
How are you today? Feeling good?
Thank you.
Well, I don't have it all in Iran checks. I'll have to give you some in travels checks.
That's okay. But please, make them in 100 bills if that's all right.
Yes, of course. But I have to contact your father first because of the amount of the check.
Go right ahead.
No. She doesn't have anything. She just wants to steal a whole lot of money from her father's account, which she can't do.
Is she a professional? Does she know what she's doing?
No, you see, she's only just a kid. I have promised to marry her. I really want to send her to a place where she can hide from her father and mother. Just be careful. You must prepare her really well. Hmm?
Now when will this sweet child of yours be here?
I think she will be there in an hour. Her name is Rose. Now don't forget, just like always, I've told her that you're my sister.
Hello, Mr. Gardiani. This is Torab Nejad.
Well, well, Mr. Torab Nejad. Hello there. How are you?
Thank you very much, and how are you?
Thank you. How can I help?
Your daughter's here to cash a check. I called to see if you're okay with the check.
Yes, please cash it for her. You can go ahead and give her traveler's checks.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for your attention.
You're welcome. Thank you. Goodbye.
Excuse me. Mr. Torab Nejad, I didn't give my daughter a check from that account. It's from another account. My daughter must have come to the wrong bank. Why aren't you more careful, sir?
No, sir.
It's our bank's. The check is right in front of me. Yes, it belongs to this bank.
But that's impossible. I just wrote her that check this morning.
Mr. Gadiani, allow me. The date of the check is the 15th of July. The amount is 3 billion reals.
3 billion reals? You're making a mistake, Mr. Torab Nejad.
No, sir. The bank account number is for this bank.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, yes. I don't know. The thing is, I wrote her a check in the amount of 20 million tomans, but not from that account at your bank. Are you sure that the check belongs to me?
Well, yes, I'm sure. It has your account number, your signature, and your daughter's here to cash it. I'll give you the phone so you can talk to her. Here you go.
Well, I'm scared she might see me.
Oh, shut up. Who do you think you are?
All right, then. Goodbye for now. What happened? What did you do?
It's all over. I messed up real bad. Oh, it's my dad. What should I do now?
Will you tell me what happened?
God damn that Torab Najad. Ah, lower this. I'm so upset. How can you listen to that?
Rose? Is everything ruined?
Ruined? It's in pieces. It was real bad, Farzad.
Was there a problem with the signature?
No, not that. Everything was okay. We thought of everything except that the 20 million Toman check belonged to another bank. We came to this bank.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Why didn't I take a closer look at the damn check?
Damn you! Damn me! God damn me for not paying attention! Damn me for not seeing something so important! Ah! Damn, those shoes are killing me! Ah!
Wait a minute. Have they called the police? Well, then why are we waiting here? Let's go!
What are you talking about, the police? No, the guy was talking to my dad when he left the place.
Your dad's really upset, isn't he?
No, he was dancing and singing with joy. He was furious!
Everything is ruined. And it's all my fault. I should never have listened to you in the first place. Now what do you want to do?
I will never return to that house, with or without money.
What do you mean? Then what do you want to do? Where do you want to go?
Anywhere except there for sure.
You're talking nonsense. This is all nonsense. You have to go home. All that will happen is you'll hear a couple of bad words and they'll lock you up in the house for a couple of days. That's all that's gonna happen.
I think now you're the one who's talking nonsense. Farzad, with what I've done, my dad will kill me once I set foot in that house. You wanna hear something funny? I felt really sorry for him. I hope he doesn't have a heart attack.
I told you from the very beginning you should forget about it. But you kept insisting. You know it's not too late. If you want to, you can still change your mind.
Change my mind? Farzad, what is all this nonsense you're talking about today? Well, thanks for picking up.
Hello. How are you, Rose dear? I always answer the phone for you.
Where are you?
A place far away, away. I swear you're here too. I don't know. You're up to no good right around here.
Yeah, my friend. I'm with you on that. I mean, I want to spend the night at your place. Can I stay with you for a couple of days?
No. I can't hear you right now. Where do you want to come?
My dear, I'm not in the mood to deal with my parents. Remember,
the last time you came here, they cursed me a million times. I'm sorry, not this time. Don't count on me.
The hell with you! It seems that everyone abandons you when you need them the most.
Look, Rose, my dear, please just forget about all this. Who runs away from home without any money? You're the only one I know.
Well, I want to be the first. I'll think of something. I'll come up with the money somehow. Farzad? I want to be with you. Do you understand that?
Well, all I want is to be with you too, my dear flower. But not like this. Not empty-handed. What the hell are we supposed to do with no money?
Well, can I come over for a couple of days?
My father doesn't like it when my own friends come over. And you want to come and stay with me?
It's my bad luck. I can't find anywhere to stay for a couple of days so I can come up with a plan.
I really can't see how this idea could ever happen.
I thought about it, Farzad. I'm not going back to that house again. I'm sure you can think of something. It's just... Are you crazy? That guy's looking at you. Put it out.
Imagine you found a place to stay for a couple of days. Then what? What are you gonna do after that?
Farzad, don't talk about me going to that place one more time. I'm not in the mood. You'll have to deal with me. Ah!
My dear Flower, all I'm saying is you have to come up with a real plan. Your problem won't be solved in just a couple of days, you know.
Not my problem. Our problem.
Our problem?
Uh-huh.
Our problem won't be solved in a couple of days.
What the hell should I do then? What do you suggest I do? Say something useful.
And what's the solution? I will send you to my sister's, okay? I only have one sister, Rose, you know?
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
Mr. Shadifar, report to room 241.
Hello there, Dr. Pajuan.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, thank God. I bought these for Grandpa before his operation. You saw how weak he's become.
Yeah. He has to regain his strength.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Go on in, please.
No. You go ahead. I'm not coming in.
Oh, yes, okay. Excuse me, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Doctor.
Karmad.
You go ahead, Doctor.
No, you go first.
All right. I wanted to ask you, are these juice and fruit dangerous for Grandpa's health?
No. They're just fine.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
The fact is that there's nothing bad for Grandpa's health anymore.
Oh, it is, Doctor. He says fat and salt are dangerous for him.
Yeah, he's correct. But now, he can eat everything. He can eat as much as he likes.
But that way, God forbid, he will die.
Look, Mr. Karamud. My diagnosis was wrong. Grandpa's a goner. Whether I operate on him or not.
You mean he'll die even if you operate? You mean you're not going to operate?
No. Please excuse me.
Is something wrong, my son? Mr. Karamad, please tell me what is wrong. Ha ha ha.
Come in.
Excuse me, Doctor. The patient in room 313 has an operation at 2 o'clock, but his surgeon isn't here yet.
He isn't? So who's the surgeon?
Dr. Judat. I've called him a couple of times already, but he's not answering.
Dial his house, then.
I dialed all the numbers we have for him, but still no answer from him. Maybe if you call with your phone, he might answer. I think it's at least worth trying.
Who's the doctor on call?
Dr. Azar.
Very well. Tell him to operate instead of Judat, and I'll find out what's going on.
Yes. Excuse me.
You got a divorce? Maybe you had a child too.
Oh, come on. What have we done for our own parents to want to have kids of our own?
How cool. You're right. Take me, for example. I'm a bad omen to my family. You burned something?
It's to change the air.
It smells real bad. Sorry.
It's okay. Get up and stand, girl. We have guests. Say hello like normal people.
Hey! You look like you've seen a ghost.
Your friends?
Oh, I'm sorry. This bad smell just drives you nuts. Guys, Rose, Mojgan, Marjan.
Come on, sit with us, Rose. Don't be scared, huh?
Hey, don't you start now. Leave her alone. Take care of your own business.
So she's all clean?
Please tell me, dear. What are you into?
What?
I asked you, what are you into?
Uh-huh. I only take pills, actually.
Poor thing. She uses pills, this girl.
Only pills.
Go sit with the girls.
I won't let you go, Grandpa. I'll do something to cure you, you'll see.
I don't want you to worry about me. I'm an old man. If I don't die now, then when?
Just like Elias. He used to say that sometimes our heart becomes as empty as a pool. As empty as a pool without fish. That's when we need to have a big heart. And now that my heart's empty, I realize how hard it is to have a big heart.
Hello there, Grandpa. Hello.
Hello there, my child.
Hello, Doctor.
I've heard a lot about you. In the past few days that you've been here, you've made a whole lot of fans. Doctors, nurses, and just everyone.
They are being kind.
I'm Dr. Bardia, the anesthesia specialist. Well, well. They're taking good care of you. May I check your blood pressure?
What for, my child?
Well, I have to do some tests before the operation.
Are you gonna operate on him?
Well, weren't we supposed to?
But, well, Dr. Pajuan said that he can't.
Please stop getting so upset, my son.
What did Dr. Pajuan say?
He said he's not gonna operate because it's no use anymore.
What do you mean it's no use? That's not possible. We even set a date for the surgery.
Yes. You see, Dr. Pajuan himself told me today that he will operate the day after tomorrow. But I think he has found some things out since then and has changed his mind about operating on me.
What do you mean? Here we go again.
What do you mean, my child?
Nothing, Father. Don't worry about a thing. We'll operate on you, and you'll definitely be okay.
I am not worried, my child. God decides on life and death.
I am ready for whatever he wants of me.
Excuse me. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Karmad. My son, you have stayed here so I wouldn't have a hard time. But the way you've been lately, you're making it hard for me. Don't cry, my son.
Yes?
Hello.
What do you want, Perry?
I called to see how you were doing. I miss you a lot, Dad.
If you have something to say, then say it. I'm busy.
Are you at the country house now?
Why do you ask?
I want to come and see you, Dad.
There's really no need to.
Dad, I want to come and see you, please.
Didn't you say you don't want to be in the same house as Elias? Didn't you say that he makes you sick to your stomach? Have you forgotten everything that you said?
No. I still say the same things. I won't come in. I'll see you at the door and go back, okay? All right?
If you miss anybody, then go and talk to Dr. Bardia about it. I think she can keep all your secrets. And tell Musavi to go to Bardia to ask for your hand in marriage. Goodbye.
Hello there, Doctor.
Thank you. Yes?
Hello there, Dr. Bardia. It's me, Pari.
I came to see you.
I hope that's okay, if you don't mind.
If I let you in this house, your father won't let me go back to the hospital.
I know.
But what should I do? I'm terribly sad.
Look, Pari, don't make any more trouble.
Your father's made the hospital absolute hell for me.
Okay. Goodbye then, Doctor.
Pari, I can take a bit more heat.
Hello, Miss Pajuhan. You were right. Your father opposes our marriage. I went to see him today at the hospital and found out that he really doesn't like me. He really doesn't like me at all. He may even hate me. This is my last message to you to tell you that I've decided to wait until your father changes his mind. Even if it means I will die waiting.
Well then, everything is okay. Mr. Musavi will wait for you.
Everything's not okay. As a matter of fact, it's all ruined. I want to know why my dad's acting this way. He doesn't even know Mr. Musavi. His behavior's strange.
That's not the only thing strange. Tell me something. Does your father know a man named Manucher Parvizi by any chance?
I don't know, but his name sounds really familiar.
Is it at all possible that they were high school friends, maybe?
Why do you ask?
Nothing. The other day, he had gone to another hospital and brought that man to our hospital for treatment for free. Then he told his wife that he's his high school friend. Then I heard a conversation and discovered that this Manucher Parvizi guy never went to high school.
Manucher Parvizi? Manucher Parvizi.
What's his name? The guy, I mean.
Manucher Parvizi.
Oh. Elias asked Dad to operate on the guy. I heard it myself the other night at the country house.
Really?
Yeah, I remember clearly. He said he should have him transferred from Torfe Hospital. He must be Elias's friend.
Elias's friend? You know what this Manucher Parvizi guy did? He was a loan shark.
He was a loan shark?
Yes.
I would never have thought that Elias would have friends like that, ever.
The Elias that cured his brain tumor with prayers. I don't know. Maybe he's become a new person during this time.
He has changed. I mean, he prays and fasts and all, but I don't think he's such a pure human being.
I can't really believe that Elias could have changed so much. I don't know. Do you want some tea?
Yes, please.
So you know too? Can a person become addicted to pills? Could this operation have caused her to forget about her addiction to pills?
Because that man was a kidnapper. He snatched a rich family's child. You know, that night before he died, the police identify his hideout and attack the place. But the guy manages to escape.
Let me tell you something even stranger. In these past couple of weeks, there were quite a few patients, and the ones your father's insisted on have all been bad people.
What do you mean?
Well, that Parvizi was a thug. That girl Rose, she was an addict. The guy your father made such a ruckus about at the hospital to let him perform the operation on.
Yeah. You mean the one that you came to the house to talk to Dad about, right?
Do you know what he'd done?
Know what?
He'd kidnapped and killed an innocent child.
I said that?
Dad said you told him. Was he lying?
Of course the doctor never lies, but I don't know anything about it. I mean, I don't even know who you were talking about.
Dr. Bardia! I think Elias had asked Dad to operate on that guy. I asked Elias about it, but he denied everything. I'm sure, I mean, I felt Elias was lying about something.
I really don't know. What is the relationship between Elias and these people?
They must be friends. I don't know why Dad wants me to marry such a person.
Well, he probably hasn't told your dad what kind of people they are.
So then we have to tell him. I'm sure when he finds out, he won't want me to marry such a guy, and then we'll throw him out of the country house.
Well, now, all this aside, do you know what other strange things he's been doing? He promises people that he'll operate on them, and then he says he won't. Without even giving any explanation.
Really?
Yes. Like Mrs. Alipour, the nurse at our hospital. He'd promised her to operate on her daughter for free, and then he went back on his word.
Well, maybe he saw something he didn't like about her.
No, Perry, dear, that's impossible. Mrs. Alipour is a very nice person. Let's say she was bad. Why doesn't he want to operate on Grandpa?
Wait a sec, who's Grandpa? What an interesting name he has.
A religious and very kind man. Everyone in his village loves him. He's so dear to them that they've collected money to bring him to Tehran so your father can operate on him. Your dad came to me yesterday and said he's a great man. Then today he says he doesn't want to operate on him.
And he didn't give a reason for not wanting to operate?
No, dear. His excuse is that if he'll operate, he'll die.
But that's not an excuse.
Perry, dear, your father is the type of person who thinks if there's only 1% chance that a patient might survive, then he'll operate. I mean, Rose Gadiani. The entire medical board was saying he should not operate on her. But your father said if there's even 1% chance that she'll survive, we have to operate, and he did. And she survived. Now about Grandpa, which is a simple thing. It all depends on the speed of the operation. And Dr. Pajwan is really experienced and can do it very easily. Dr. Pajwan's become a special doctor for criminals. He doesn't seem to want to operate on good people. I'm just joking. Don't worry, dear. Tomorrow we'll go to the hospital and tell your father everything we've found out. Especially Sanchez.
What's wrong, Elias? Why are you picking it up with your hands? Be careful.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I was thinking and it just fell and broke. I'll be more careful in the future.
Forget about it. So what were you thinking about anyway?
I don't know.
All right. You go and rest. I'll take care of everything.
No, I couldn't possibly let you do that. Don't worry, I won't break anymore. Go on, please.
I'm gonna go and pray.
Tomorrow we'll go to the hospital and tell your father everything we've found out. Especially about Elias. Did you pray for Dad, too?
Pray for your father, or for you and Mr. Mousavi?
For all of us.
Yes, I did pray. But God doesn't love me very much. It might just turn out the opposite.
As a matter of fact, God loves you very much. Mom would always say that. If Dad doesn't agree to my marriage to Mr. Mousavi, in the end, I'll stay single for the rest of my life, just like you.
Like me?
Yeah, like you. You had the same problem. That's why you didn't get married, right? I mean, your father, he disapproved of your marriage as well, right? If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. I'm sorry that I asked.
Well, I was married once.
Really? I didn't know that.
We don't know everything about everybody. There needs to be a certain kind of friendship to talk about these things.
Then how come Mom didn't know about it? You two were very close friends indeed.
Mulud knew about it. But now we are close enough for me to tell you about my story, I guess. It's a very common one. I was in love with my husband. He was in love with me. Just like the way you and Mr. Mousavi are right now. Our problem was that my husband was an only child, and his family's pride and joy was their family tree.
But what kind of problem is that?
Well, it's the biggest problem when you can't have any children. There will be no name left, no family tree. His family was scared that their lineage would come to an end, and so they hurt me a great deal.
Then that man divorced you?
No. I told you that he was in love with me.
So what exactly happened?
I begged him to divorce me and leave me. I didn't want his parents to hate him. Because he really loved them so very much.
So that's why you don't want to get married again? Because you can't have children?
No. No, my dear. I don't want to get married. Because I was in love with my husband. And I still am.
So you want to remain living like this for the rest of your life?
Before you came here, I was in the kitchen, frying vegetables, and now, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's all burned.
یک سر بودی در ابتلا
Yeah.